Thank you, Jonga Kandemiri. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, May 12th, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The schools are set to open tomorrow for the second term, with many parents failing to raise money for fees and levies.
Nothing I've done about the 3% of my child because of money. Now I don't have anything. I plan to sell my car so that I can cover that debt. I don't have enough money.
The crisis at Toke Mukosi is worsening as the impasse between the government and displaced villagers over compensation continues.
And Zimbabwe's women's movement joins the international campaign urging the Nigerian government to do more in searching for over 200 abducted schoolgirls.
Schools are set to open tomorrow for the second term, with many parents saying they are failing to raise money for fees and levies. One of the desperate parents, Tichawana Mchere, says he failed to send his Form 3 son back to boarding school because he is failing to raise the $405 needed for fees and $30 for incentives. This is despite the government's directive that incentives should be scrapped. On average, secondary boarding schools charge around $500 a term, while day secondary schools charge around $1. Primary schools charge $50 per child. Mchere says it is difficult to raise money for school fees as most parents are not gainfully employed.
Nothing I've done about the 3% of my child because of money. Now I don't have anything. I plan to sell my car so that I can cover that debt.
Are you employed?
Yes, I'm working. I don't have enough money.
What about your wife? Does she have a job?
My wife is a vendor. She works in a street. And if she arrested with by the police of the council, so by the end of the day, she comes back with nothing.
If your son does not go back to school tomorrow, are you not going to deprive him of this first week?
Yes, my son didn't go back to school tomorrow. This will affect I and his life because we are...
That was Tichawana Mchere speaking to Studio 7 from Harare.
Some say children who were under the Basic Education Assistance Program last term have been mysteriously dropped from the scheme at a time parents are struggling to pay fees. Makokoba Councillor James Sitole says the situation has worsened his ward, which has the largest number of elderly people with most grandchildren depending on BEAM. Sitole says at Loche Primary School, 369 children applied for fees under the scheme, but only 58 are being catered for, 10 less than the previous term. He tells Studio 7's Gibbs Dube this has caused a lot of friction in the community.
Even though there were no school fees increases compared to last term, but however, the activity at the school where parents are going to pay is very low compared to other schools. And this then automatically then points back to the fact that the parents and guardians are still struggling to pay those school fees, in as much as other people may think that $28 is little. But members of this community are struggling.
What about the BEAM program? Are there any kids that are benefiting from it in your ward?
The government did allocate some funds, although these funds are not allocated timely. Now, when I compare the funds that were allocated to local primary school this year, last term, the school was allocated money enough to pay for 69 children. But however, this term, the same government again has allocated money that is enough to pay for 58 children, which means a reduction of about 10. So then this brings now a problem into the, or rather conflict into the community. Those that are affected, those the ones that were benefiting previously, and they are no longer going to be benefiting this term, it really poses challenges in actually trying to choose who's going to benefit and who's going not to benefit. And those that are left out, they are always crying a foul.
That was Makokoba Councillor James Sesotole speaking with Studio 7 from Bulawayo.